guest today is Deborah Potter. She's written a book called Let Buster Lee, Discovering Love, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and Self-Acceptance. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
We're glad to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, it's a love story. It's how my border collie helped me discover I had post-traumatic stress disorder and then get well. I fell off my horse and broke 5 bones, had a concussion. The bones healed on schedule, but about a year later, I was tense, irritable, didn't want anybody around me. I stopped going out at all. I had no idea I had a disease until I was trying to find a way to actually to get Buster to be my service dog. And then when this disease became a disability, when I started actually screaming in public, when somebody would start approaching me, that's when I knew I had a disability. Hmm. And Buster became my official service dog and got me back into life.
Now, had he been doing some things early on before you tried to get him officially recognized as a service dog to try to protect you?
He was always very protective of me. Border collies are that way. He wanted to have a job so badly. He would always go looking for work or catch the frisbee for us, anything we wanted him to do. I finally just started taking him to work with me because the neighbors all kept coveting him. They kept saying, oh, we love him. You know, he's over here. You can come pick him up anytime. You know, and so he was always my companion, always went with me everywhere that a pet could legally go. Service dogs are allowed to go more places than pets are. So when he became my service dog, after I knew I had a disability, without question, he was able to come on airplanes with me and ferries and go into restaurants. I was careful about that because there still are people who don't like to have dogs around food. And I was very sensitive to restaurant owners and only took him into a restaurant if I was absolutely, you know, positive I could only get to the restaurant by walking there or something. But he, just having him with me made me feel better. When people have a cane, they don't always use it, but they know they have it. But post-traumatic stress disorder can happen after any kind of trauma. Any one of us can have it. The death of a child, a divorce, a sudden move, abuse in the family, an accident. All those people at Virginia Tech who went through that and saw that, people in California who lost their homes, these are traumas people experience every day. What lots of people don't know is what the symptoms are of PTSD. They don't know what to look for. A lot of them start ruining their lives like I almost did, and they don't find out at all. My story tells people what PTSD feels like and, most important, what it looks like. And it's a wonderful love story about a dog.
Now, had you known about post-traumatic stress disorder beforehand?
I had no idea. I was asking my husband for a divorce. I wasn't going out. My entire lifestyle changed because I had become a complete, total, uptight, irritable, frightened recluse. And I didn't know I had a disease that was very easy to treat. I was so lucky I found out before it was too late.
When you were experiencing some of the things that you were going through at that time before you got the diagnosis, what was going through your mind about what was going on?
Well, the most important inner symptom of PTSD is reliving the accident over and over and over again. In my environment, I became very irritated when somebody would get near me, come close to me. I can't have my husband touch me. I started to scream when he walked in the room. If I was in a car and the car was coming from another direction, I would scream when I saw it approaching. When I'd go to run a simple errand, I would have to keep my back to the wall because I was so afraid of somebody coming up and touching me. I didn't want to go out at all. I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to be around people. That wasn't like me. I was a different person. How many times do we see somebody and we say, gee, she's a different person since that happened to her? Or he's just not the same guy since his wife left him. That's because this could be what's going on inside of people. And the emotional withdrawal that you have just curl up inside like a big snail because I thought nobody understood. I thought I was just busy. I thought it was just regular stress. I didn't know there was a disease called PTSD that can be easily cured with proper treatment. My website, letbusterlee.com, links people to places where they can seek treatment. It also lists the symptoms of PTSD so people can look and see, gee, maybe I have this. Or more, maybe somebody I love has this. Maybe they can get treatment.
I think what may surprise many is that this is something that can occur even several months after the incident. It's not something that happens right away, and it can be months down the road, which is maybe why some people don't connect the two.
Well, or a year. Often it's a year or so. And yes, people think they're over it. They're back to work. You know, they're back to school, whatever it is. And these symptoms just creep on. And 20%, I've read a statistic that said that 20% of women who experience a trauma will get PTSD, and 8% of men will get PTSD. And the percentages are much higher for children. Children experiencing a death in the family, seeing their kitten run over by a car, a move from one place to another. Suddenly they're not the same, they're different, they're a little more withdrawn. But you're right, it takes several months for the symptoms to kick in, and people don't think to look for them. I have two friends who endured the death of a child. 3 years later, they were getting a very costly divorce. The husband told me how the wife was behaving. I gave him the first draft of my book. I said, she's doing just what I was doing. They didn't know. These were doctors, and they did not know the symptoms. They had been to counselors for a year and a half, and he said to me, you diagnosed my problem and our problem in 20 minutes. Fortunately, they called off that divorce.
What was it like writing the book and going back through some of those things?
Oh, boy. You know, I started writing the book when I found out Buster had cancer. And I just wanted to scream and cry. There was nothing I could do. There was no way I could prevent anything, could keep him alive or anything. And so I just started writing this book just to keep my memories of him alive, just to keep him alive and just to stay home and be with him as much as I could. He would sleep at my feet while I write about the first time I met him or the first time I taught him how to catch the Frisbee or the first time the neighbor called and said, we really love your dog. We just want you to know he's here all day, and, you know, you can come pick him up any time, but he's safe. Or the time he came home with lipstick on his face. I was very jealous. Anyway, but I wrote down all these memories of him to keep him alive, and that's how the book evolved, because I realized I could help people with our story. Most dog stories are sort of, you know, my dog is better than your dog. But our story is a unique love story about how I saved his life and then he saved mine. And he stayed alive until I knew I was well. His job was done, and he left my side at 14 and a half.
Well, it is a great story. It's called Let Buster Lee, Discovering Love, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and Self-Acceptance. And Deborah, if people want to pick up a copy of the book, where can they do so?
They can get it at their favorite bookseller. They can ask for it if it's not in stock. Of course, they can get it on Amazon.com and any of the things, and through my website, letbusterlee.com.
Deborah, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Deborah Potter has been our guest this morning.